What a defensive outpouring by the team today.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think we could have had a few less giveaways, and obviously Vasi was huge, but obviously at the end of the day, putting one spot up against you, that's a good sign, but you know, we definitely needed to play a little bit better defensively. The last two games, we talked about how many chances we were giving up against, and I'm not sure the exact number. It might still be higher for what our standard is like to be, but it was definitely a step in the right direction.
When you can get four goals and 9 points from the defense, but four goals from four different defense, and what's that mean for the team?
Yeah, it's probably a good sign that, you know, first and foremost, we're not spending a lot of time in our zone. You know, we're fresh within our shift, and we talk about our transition game and relieving pressure in the offensive zone. We've got to get involved and get up into play, and obviously our forwards have a ton of skill and vision to find us and put us in positions to get the puck towards the net, and we're fortunate that a few of them went in tonight.
You've been on a lot of good teams throughout your career. This team tonight ties an NHL record, fastest to 50 wins, matching the 95-96 Red Wings. Mean anything to you guys right now?
I bet you nobody really knows that. I didn't know that until you said that. But, you know, I think that's something we'll look at down the road a long time and realize, you know, we got a special group here. If we don't realize that already, we should. But at the end of the day, we know what we're really striving for here, and we've got a good stretch of games to continue to improve and fine-tune and get our game where it needs to be for us to do something special.
With Eric Chernak, how much have you seen his offensive game kind of grow and understanding to make the right reads and make the right plays and, you know, to find you in there?
Yeah, definitely having a lot of confidence, and it's been increasing ever since he first stepped on the ice here with us, and you know, he doesn't really force things too much offensively with the puck, and that's a great sign too. You know, he's got an open guy or an open lane, he's putting it down to the net. Obviously that pass he made to me was threading the needle a little bit, so it's great to see him continuing to find ways to distribute the puck, and like I said, it's been a lot of fun seeing him develop here and gain confidence and realizing he's a big part of our team's success going forward.
How much of a balance is that for young defensemen? Like, when you came in the league, you want to take care of your own end to stay in the league, but then be able to be comfortable to go jump into play or know when to make that kind of a...
Yeah, well, I think that's, you know, part of our identity as a team. You know, maybe in other teams, other situations, when you first come up as a defenseman, yeah, you're getting evaluated probably defensively, and no question we're always being evaluated defensively and in our own end, but here there's even more emphasis on you know, puck handling, puck skills, and making good passes, executing and being involved offensively, because we've got a lot of speed and skill, and that's a part of our emphasis on the back end is getting involved there and distributing the puck for our forwards. So, like I said, he's improving in a lot of areas. It's great to see.
How important it was to bounce back with a solid